This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Joy's International Women's Day event. My name is Trish Kerrin. I'm the Vice President of Joy, and I've been on the board here for almost 5 years now. And it's my absolute pleasure to welcome you today to this event. Joy certainly acknowledges that women are in the minority at Joy, and we do desperately want to change that. We're after more female engagement. But women first need to feel that they're being heard and acknowledged to achieve this engagement. So today is about you feeling comfortable at Joy in the physical space so that you can consider becoming one of the voices of our station, whether it's behind the scenes or in front of the microphone. By our nature, women tend to take a back seat. But what that has resulted in is less female voices on air, and Joy needs to hear our voices. Not only is the presentation of gender important, but also age, ethnicity, and views. Consider learning new skills and creating a new network and showing your community spirit by becoming one of the Joy Voices. Today we have speakers from all walks of life, sharing their stories and messages of hope. Some wonderfully talented performers, some will make you think, others will let you escape. Today is about connecting with other women and celebrating our power as individuals in the community. Please get your hands dirty and help us to prepare and commit our Helping Hands project, which is over on this board. I'll talk more about that a little bit later. Our Joyster Betty is also around taking photos of the event, so thank you, Betty, for that wonderful contribution. We'll look forward to those photos coming out. And there'll also be loads of gifts and prizes. When you came through the door, you would have received a raffle ticket, so that's for a door prize later. And thank you for joining us on International Women's Day. I'd now like to introduce Annette Sherbrous, Managing Director of Urban Colours, specialising in the field of Aboriginal culture heritage for more than 25 years. As a Wurundjeri elder and former cultural heritage staff member with Aboriginal Affairs Victoria, she has unique connections with both government and Aboriginal communities. She combines this with real-world business and commercial experience. Annette's expertise in Aboriginal culture heritage is reflected in the honorary position she holds as Co-Chair Victorian Traditional Owners Land Justice Council, Chair City of Melbourne Cultural Heritage Advisory Committee, Chair City of Yarra Cultural just to name a few. Please join me in thanking Annette Sherbrous for being here to welcome us to country, Annette.
The most important part about reconciliation is first recognising this once was Wurundjeri land. And a lot of people look at what happened in the past and only see the bad that's happened in the past. But as an archaeologist, I did some work from Bunyip all the way to Traralgon. And what I found there, there was a lot of white sites near a lot of black sites. And you could see interaction between it. Like on our sites, there might have been some European bottles, and on their site, there would have been some roast possum or kangaroo. And there was probably about 15 sites to one or two European sites. Then all of a sudden, you'd see that these sites were no longer being used. Not only did the blackfellas get up and run, but so did the first lot of people who settled in Australia, because don't forget, they come over, they were criminals. And the penal system here was really, really tough. And there was another gentleman called William Buckley also who said, "Stuff the white man, I'm going on your side. It's a lot safer over here." So when you always hear the bad things that happen on contact, sure, there was bad things, but there was a lot of good white people there like there is today. And I think it's more important to look at the positives and join as one rather than pick on all the bad stuff and never be able to walk forward because you're too bitter and angry. And I want my children, and everybody wants their children, to grow up in a world that's harmony, peaceful, and a loving and supporting environment. And that's what I'm all about. And the reason I do the things I do, and even important today, 9 years ago I had a little girl. And after having that little girl, I fought hard for women's rights and Aboriginal rights. But after having her, I want to make it so every time she does something, it's a hell of a lot easier. When I first started off as an Aboriginal site officer, and I'd probably be the only woman nationally who does Aboriginal reburials and looks after the secret sacred sites. But when I first started off, women weren't allowed to do this, and all the men were sitting around the table giving me headaches, but saying, "Cultural heritage is women's business, you know, reburials are women's business." And I turned around and said to the men, "There's just as important women's business as there is men's business. And the two sexes actually complement each other. And if we work together, that's working to a better future." And don't forget that no matter what anybody says, that women play an intricate role in everything we do in life. from changing babies' nappies to being the breadwinners. And in Aboriginal society before contact, the women were the main support of the Aboriginal people. We built the humpies, we went out and grabbed the food, because the men would go out hunting and probably one out of three times they'd come back with a feed. So if the women didn't look after everything, we would have been living under nothing and starving. And even today in the home, you know, the man may go out and work, but, you know, on that budget you get, you've got to make sure that everybody eats, everybody's happy and everybody can survive. And like I said, even in heterosexual relationships, people don't ever recognise the hard role it is to be a mother, a hard role of keeping the family together and the role of making sure that everybody eats. And these are the little things that are really important to bring the light on Women's Day, International Day. It's to look at women holistically and what we've done. And as a woman, never sit back and let someone lead the way, because every day women lead the way. Every day women make sure that the family's fed. We're pretty special, and don't forget that. But I'm not here to give a long talk. I'm here to do a welcome to country, and like I said, that's really important to our people, that people recognise it's our land and it's important that we work together. In the beginning, everybody's got a creator, whether you call him God, whether you call him Baljul, whether you call him Allah. We all believe in a creator. And if you don't believe in a creator, then you believe in evolution. And evolution says that man was formed from the land. So that's one thing, one principle, no matter who you are, from the beginning, we all agree on, from the basics, is we come from the land. My creator, Baljul, was a big eagle and he flew out over a vast plain of nothing. And from the land, or from the universe, he created the world. From the world, he created nations, and from the nations, he created countries. And that's why Aboriginal people say, my land, my country, my mother. And that's an affiliation with the land that you really can't take off of anybody. And if you listen to Aboriginal people and you listen to our culture from different perspectives, it's the same as anybody else's culture. And like I said, when you come back to the basics, everybody's really the same. We believe that after Baljul created the world and people, he went back up into the dream time and he was sitting there and he was hoping that everybody wouldn't muck up. But what happened was when he come back down, people were taking advantage of the world. And again, it doesn't matter if you look at the Bible with Noah's Ark or you look at the Quran or whatever you look at, everybody has it where we all mucked up and the creator or someone has to come back and teach us a lesson. So he threw down place called Mwinji, and there were seven women there mucking up. As usual, they use the women as an example. Anyway, there were seven women there mucking up, so Baljul went along and he got these seven women and he flew them up into the sky, and as he threw them up into the sky, they became the seven sisters of the seven correlation. And it's a story to tell people that if you're not good, you're going to be ostracised from society, you know, you're going to go to jail. And then when he come back down, he went to a place called Mount William, and the people there were being really, really good, so he blessed the rock. And even today, that site's very, very, very sacred to us, and it's still ongoing. And after contact, it was still looked after by white and black people, and now utilised today as an Aboriginal university where we take people and teach them our culture from our perspective and our way. And I was doing this talk once down in Castlemaine when they were bringing out Native Title and the Sunset Clause, and there was this minister there, and he got up, and there's a person in the forum, and he got up, and he said, look, I believe in Adam and Eve, and he said, and I believe they're white. And I said, well, gee, that explains everything. Because if they'd have been black, you know what they would have done? Stuffed the apple and ate the snake, and none of us would have ended up in the hell we're in now, but... You know, why let a good truth get in the way of a good story? Because technically Adam and Eve were born in Jerusalem, so if they were in Jerusalem, there's no way known they could have been white. There would have been a nice olive complexion, but I let the gentleman, and I come back with that, and people standing behind me from Native Title Services and the governments, they all sort of, shit, you know, can you say that? And I said, well, you should have known better than to put me up in a situation like this. But if you live on my country and you respect the people you're on country and you look after the children, you're looking after the future for everybody, then you too become part of our extended family because you're created from the land and you're taking from the land, so you become part of the land. So on behalf of the Wurundjeri people today, I'd like to welcome you onto country. Wurrumjeega, Salam, welcome to Wurundjeri land. Thank you.
Thanks so much for that, Annette. I think it's always truly a privilege to hear a welcome to country, and thank you for such an inspiring story. I've certainly enjoyed it. Next, we've got some musical entertainment for you. We're fortunate enough to have Hannah Ackfield be able to perform for us today. She's a singer-songwriter originally from Brisbane, now a local. Hannah makes an honest down-to-earth music. She grew up in a musical family and currently performs solo and alongside her big brother, Dan Ackfield. Hannah is here to perform two songs today, an original and one from her favourite female artist. Welcome, Hannah.
This is a song I wrote after we had those bushfires, and it's a song about unity, really, and working together. Despite what you think or what you feel, the truth of the matter is we all share common ground. Regardless, I'm remembering standing here in red, the truth of the matter is we all wear green instead. All wear green for you. Together we have this chance, whether you all together we blink, it's gone in a glance. We've only got this chance. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Hard winds from the north, wild rain from the west. The truth of the matter is we haven't done our best. Together we have only got this chance. Whether you all together we blink, it's gone in a glance. For you, together we have only got this chance. Whether you together we blink, it's gone in a glance. We've only got this chance. Da 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 da. Da 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 da
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Hannah. That was great.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.